So they voted some more toys into the Toy Hall of Fame last week. And what were those toys, Lindsay?
They were Dungeons and Dragons, Fisher-Price Little People, and The Swing.
The Swing. Anybody else a D&D dude or dude that in here?
I've been a Dungeon Master once or twice.
I've never played it before.
You were a Dungeon Master, eh?
Oh, yeah. A couple times. Create a narrative.
There are people that play Dungeons and Dragons, and then there's the Dungeon Masters. I had a terrible Dungeon Master growing up, and I remember how he killed me off. And it was within a group of orcs, and the group of orcs pretty much, like, the party of orcs pretty much decimated the people that...
Our
party. But I was the only one who the orcs carried off and then ate.
What the hell are you talking
about? The dungeon master made the orcs eat me. What? Everybody else just sort of died an honorable death in battle.
What did you do to that dungeon master?
I was captured. I was a dwarf wizard, by the way. I was a dwarf magician.
Yeah.
My web spell didn't work, and apparently I webbed myself, and then the orcs captured me and ate me.
You webbed yourself?
Yes, I cast a web spell.
I don't know anything about this.
But that's like passive-aggressive dungeon master, man. Obviously, he was taking something out on you.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
This is before any of us had girlfriends.
Clearly.
Understand it.
Right.
I wanted to talk about the Toy Hall of Shame. I'm glad you chose that because I think that there's some toys that I know are in the Toy Hall of Fame, like Ball and a Cup, that don't need to be there.
Oh my gosh, Ball and a Cup. And at the same time, the paddle ball. The ball attached to the paddle.
Blink it.
What is the point? That is so annoying.
Well, they had to induct somebody the first year, right? The first year of the Toy Hall of Fame.
I'm surprised it's taken this long for the swing to get in there.
Right.
The Aerobee is my choice for the Toy Hall of Shame.
What's an Aerobee?
An Aerobee is one of those open Frisbees.
Oh, you don't like those?
Oh my gosh, those are the best.
The problem is that they work too well. How many Aerobees do you guys still have?
I guarantee I know the answer. I see your point.
Or is it stuck in a bush that's three counties from where you began throwing the Aerobee?
You could fiercely throw one of those things. That's right.
That's it. They're hard. They're impossible to control, and it's no fun just kind of like chucking it lightly, you know, 20
it
feet to the person
end
in the field.
Climb over the fence, sneaking into the neighbor's yard.
It's how far can I huck this Aerobee?
That's right. Yeah.
And then even after you've climbed the neighbor's fence, you've realized, oh, that's actually gone three neighbors over. And it's in somebody's pool.
Pissed off a lot.
No idea where to get it. They were uncontrollable. That's the problem with the Aerobee. That and the boomerang. Has anybody ever gotten a boomerang to work?
I've never gotten my boomerang back. Yeah, no, I've never been able to.
The boomerang's never come back, has it?
Yeah, no, they're coded. You have to be Australian to get them to work.
Oh, well, then why do they sell them here?
I know.
Because it's just a frustrating toy.
I've never asked an Australian, have you ever been able to work your boomerang? Oh, my.
So, two things. Do you have a toy you'd like to nominate for the Toy Hall of Shame? And is there an Australian out there that can teach us how to use a boomerang?